Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. An Abbreviated Life, a Memoir by Ariel Lev is a literary memoir about childhood trauma, family instability, and the long psychological aftermath of growing up with a volatile parent. Published by HarperCollins in 2016, the book centers on Lev's early life with her mother, Sandra Hoshman, an American poet and feminist whose public creative identity contrasts sharply with the private environment Lev describes. The memoir addresses emotional and physical abuse, the confusion of living in a household where boundaries are unreliable, and the difficulty of forming a stable sense of self under persistent fear and manipulation. Rather than presenting survival as a simple movement from harm to recovery, Lev examines how traumatic childhood conditions continue to shape memory, attachment, perception, and adulthood. Its purpose is not clinical instruction, but personal testimony rendered with restraint and precision. The book belongs to the tradition of trauma memoirs while standing apart through its focus on language, atmosphere, and the intimate mechanics of family power. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a childhood shaped by emotional volatility rather than reliable protection. The central experience in An Abbreviated Life is not a single dramatic event, but the accumulated effect of growing up in an unstable domestic world. Lev describes a childhood in which the person responsible for care is also a source of fear, confusion, and injury. This structure matters because abuse in the memoir is presented as environmental as much as episodic. The child does not simply endure isolated acts of cruelty. She learns to monitor mood, anticipate danger, and treat unpredictability as normal. That kind of adaptation can distort development because vigilance replaces trust and self-protection becomes a daily habit. The memoir, therefore, asks readers to understand trauma as a condition of living under constant emotional pressure. Lev's attention to atmosphere is especially important. The damage comes from being denied the ordinary safety that allows a child to develop boundaries, preferences, and confidence in perception. By focusing on the repeated instability of family life, the book shows how a home can be materially present yet psychologically unsafe. Secondly, the mother-daughter relationship as both attachment and threat, a major force in the memoir, is the complexity of the mother-daughter bond. Lev does not portray the relationship as merely distant or openly hostile. Its power comes from the fact that attachment and threat are intertwined. A child depends on a parent for love, recognition, and basic orientation in the world, which makes abuse by that parent especially disorienting. The memoir examines how a child can remain emotionally bound to someone who causes harm, not because the harm is acceptable, but because dependency leaves few alternatives. Sandra Hoshman's public identity as a poet and feminist adds another layer to the relationship. The contrast between cultural accomplishment and private destructiveness prevents the memoir from reducing character to a simple category. Lev's account suggests that charisma, artistic reputation, and social visibility can obscure abuse within the home. This topic is crucial because the book is not only about what happened, but about how a child interprets harm when it comes from the person most expected to provide care. Thirdly, memory as a damaged but necessary tool for making sense of trauma, An Abbreviated Life depends on memory, yet it also recognizes that traumatic memory is rarely orderly. Lev reconstructs childhood from the position of an adult who must give shape to experiences that were confusing when they occurred. This creates one of the memoir's strongest tensions, the need to tell the truth about the past, while acknowledging that childhood perception is fragmented, sensory, and emotionally charged. The book does not treat memory as a simple archive. Instead, it shows how traumatic experience can remain vivid in atmosphere, bodily response, and repeated patterns even when chronology is difficult. This approach is important because it mirrors how survivors often process the past. The significance of an event may be understood only later, after its effects appear in adult relationships, anxiety, or identity. Lev's restrained prose helps prevent the memoir from becoming sensational by emphasizing the pressure of recollection rather than the spectacle of suffering. The book presents memory as both evidence and burden, a means of recovery that also reopens injury. Fourthly, the long aftermath of survival in adult identity and emotional life. The memoir gives sustained attention to what happens after childhood abuse, which is one reason it has broader significance than a record of family dysfunction. Lev is concerned with the aftermath of survival, how early fear can persist after the immediate danger is gone. The book suggests that survival is not equivalent to freedom. Habits developed in childhood, such as hyper-awareness, emotional guardedness, and uncertainty about personal boundaries, can continue to shape adult life. This focus is realistic, because the consequences of trauma often appear indirectly. They may affect the ability to trust memory, accept care, tolerate intimacy, or believe in personal safety. Lev's narrative does not offer a simplified cure or a clean resolution. Instead, it presents survival as an ongoing negotiation between the past and the present. The value of this perspective is that it resists the common memoir pattern in which suffering is redeemed by a final lesson. Here, the work of living after trauma remains complicated, partial, and intellectually honest. Lastly, a controlled literary style that resists melodrama while exposing harm, one of the distinctive features of An Abbreviated Life is its controlled style. Lev writes about extreme emotional material without relying on exaggerated language or sentimental framing. This restraint gives the memoir much of its force. By avoiding melodrama, the prose directs attention to the mechanisms of abuse rather than to emotional display. The reader is asked to observe patterns shifting power, broken boundaries, psychological confusion, and the isolation of the child. This style also reflects the subject matter. A childhood spent managing volatility can produce an adult voice that is precise, watchful, and economical. The form therefore supports the content. The memoir's literary discipline makes it different from accounts that emphasize triumph or catharsis. Lev does not ask the reader to admire endurance in a simplistic way, when she asks the reader to understand what endurance costs. The result is a memoir that is emotionally intense but analytically clear, using compression and sharp observation to make the private logic of abuse visible. In conclusion, An Abbreviated Life is best suited for readers interested in literary memoir, trauma narratives, mother-daughter relationships, and the psychological effects of abusive family systems. It will be especially valuable to readers who want an account that treats childhood abuse not as a sequence of shocking incidents but as a lived atmosphere that shapes perception, memory, and adult identity. The practical benefit of the book lies in its ability to clarify how emotional volatility and boundary violations can affect a child long after the household itself has been left behind. Its intellectual benefit is the way it examines the gap between public identity and private harm, particularly through the figure of a culturally visible parent whose reputation does not protect the child. Compared with many memoirs in the category, it stands out for its compression, restraint, and refusal of easy resolution. Lev does not convert trauma into a neat lesson, nor does she present survival as a completed transformation. Instead, she offers a precise account of living with the residue of fear and confusion. That makes the book demanding but important. It is a strong choice for readers seeking a serious, unsentimental memoir about the lasting consequences of childhood instability and the difficult work of reclaiming a self. If you would like to support Ariel Lev, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.